And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and the program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Let's talk about life. Yes, let's talk about life. Yes, I'm a pastor, but I'm what's called a non-denominational pastor. And what that means is that I don't work for any particular church. So the good news is, I can be everybody's pastor. That's right. And we all need a pastor. See, eventually you shouldn't need a pastor. You shouldn't need one. I've always said that religion, true religion, is a relationship between a soul and its maker. People like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the prophets, Enoch, Isaiah, they didn't go to church. They didn't have some big, nice church building with a pulpit and stained glass windows and a choir singing and the organ playing and a piano and, or, you know, music, drums and guitars and everything. All they had was just, they just would get on their knees. They walked with God. Was it Enoch? It says in the Bible, Enoch walked with God. Another prophet was said to be a friend of God. Was that Jeremiah? I'm not sure. It was said, a friend of God. And so they didn't have a fancy church. They didn't even go to church. They just had a relationship, a one-on-one relationship with their Creator. Well, that's the way religion is supposed to be, okay? One time I heard a man say, and this is so true, I think it's very good what he said. He said that, you know, a church really ought to be like a hospital. Once in a while, if you're in bad shape, you go in the hospital for a little while, and then you come out again. See, you don't want to stay in the hospital forever. Okay, so let's say people do go to church. Okay, a lot of people do. They like the people. They like to hear the Bible read. Okay, they like the music. A lot of the music is very beautiful. Isaac Watts, and there's some beautiful hymns. I just love hymns, okay? So that's good. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't become fixated to the people. See, the problem is you go into church and then one person judges another one, and another one judges another one, and so you can get all caught up with that, or politics, or the personality of the pastor. You don't want to get involved with any of that stuff. You should just be able to go in, listen to the music, and hear the scripture read, and then leave. And it shouldn't be sticky. It shouldn't be enmeshing. It shouldn't be something that enmeshes you and pulls you in. See. But a lot of times it is, so that's not good. But let's say you can go to church and just enjoy it a little bit and then go about your life. Well, that's fine. See, so every man, every husband, every father, why, you ought to be the Moses for your family. You know, you're the Moses. You say grace before meals. And you talk important things with your children as they get old, even when they're little kids. Little kids understand. Talk about God and about Jesus and, you know, not pushing it on them, not forcing them on them, but just talking about such things and about the important things in life, about honor, about principle, about justice, see, about kindness, about forgiveness. See, and then you live your religion. See, you live the good life. You set a good example. You don't even have to talk about it so much. You just live it, and they see it. They see you live it. Okay, so that's true religion. With me, it's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. I get up in the morning, the first thing I think about is, well, I think about having a little glass of water with lemon in it, and I think about having a cup of coffee, but first thing I do, I sit down with a computer, and then I start answering prayer requests and working on one of my books. See, so it's an all-day-long sort of a thing. So, if you go to church, and you'd like to deepen your walk with God, or if you don't go to church and you'd like to find the spiritual life, either way, I can help. Okay? That's what I'm here for. I'm your temporary pastor. Don't want to replace your regular pastor. Just want to help you go a little deeper with God.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Okay, so for me, religion is like 24/7. If I see a butterfly, then I know God made the butterfly. If I see a beautiful tree or a sunset or the blue sky or the clouds, I know God made them, see? And then if I see somebody not doing something right, if I see somebody being mean or impatient, see, or phony, somebody lying, when I see that, I know it's not right because I know what is right, and in the light of what's right, I see what's not right, see? So even when somebody does something wrong, it reminds me of what's right. See? All right. So there you have it. But now, let's talk about life. So that's a life ought to be led. You ought to walk with God, okay? That would be such a wonderful thing. But what has happened? Well, somehow you've never attained that, or you've fallen away from it, or you had it a little bit and then you lost it, or you've never had it and you'd like it, okay? You do need a pastor like me, just temporarily. See, I'm a temporary pastor. Here's what I do. I say, all right, here's what you need. You need to learn how to become still. It says in the Bible, become still and know that I am God. See, God said that through one of his prophets. He said, be still and know that I am God. Okay? Well, you don't know how to be still. What happens to you, you don't know how to sit quietly in the moment, in the eternal now, in the present, and experience the presence of God. For you, God is like far away. Or maybe the only way you know him is by a kind of an anxiety that something's not quite right. See, you sense that something's wrong about your existence, and you're sensing it in the light of, see, the light of truth. Or perhaps as guilt, sometimes you feel guilty, see, you abandoned your wife, you abandoned your children, you yelled at your kids, you ruined your kids, you spoiled them, you turned them against their dad, or you hated your father, see, you resented your mom, hated your first boyfriend, hated your husband, or you resent your husband now, you resent your co-workers now, things like that, see? So those are not right, and when sometimes you sense those are not right, then you feel guilty. But the problem is, see, if you walked with God, you wouldn't feel any guilt. You would have reconciled with. See, so now what you need is a reconciliation. See, if you had always walked with God, if you had never made boo-boos and mistakes and hated people and resented people and been jealous of people and were phony with people and were mean to people and secretly judged people, if none of that, then you would walk with your conscience. You would walk with the inner light and be at one with it. But what has happened is there's now enmity between you and God, between you and your conscience, which is you're sensing the presence of his light. So what you need is a reconciliation. Okay? You need to reconcile with God. Okay? Well, there's a protocol involved. There's a protocol. And that involves repentance. And you can't repent yourself. God has to repent you. All you can do is petition God for another chance. Yearn with all your heart. Regret what you see about yourself. wish you could be different, realize you can't make yourself different. Okay? So it's very, very similar to the expression to let go and let God. Very similar to that. In fact, that's what it is. But the expression let go and let God has to have more meaning. Okay, so I'm a pastor. I can show you how to be still. That's what I have the meditation for. That's why I have the meditation. It teaches you how to become still, how to go in a room, sit in a chair, become still in the present moment, and not lost in thinking. See, now, because of your guilts and your anxieties, yes, your guilts and your anxieties, and because there's enmity between you and your Creator, you're not walking with God. You're not like Enoch or Abraham. You're not walking with God, okay? Maybe you know about God. Maybe you sing songs and read the Bible or read books, see? Or you claim to be a nice person. See, you don't cheat people and you don't lie to them or you don't steal from them. So you consider yourself to be a nice person, but you take pride in it, see? So you have a pride of life. That pride of life also separates you from God. Okay, to overcome this separation, you need to learn how to become still and get out of your thinking, because the main thing you do now is escape into thinking. You fail in real life and then you escape into thinking. Pipe dreams, thinking about the past and planning for the future and worrying and planning and scheming. That's where you escape from God, down there into your thoughts and fantasies. So you need to learn how to separate from thought. That's what the meditation will do. Then you can be still in the present moment and experience the presence of God. Okay? Then I will have done my work. I will have helped you to find your Creator and reconcile with Him, and then walk with your Creator and walk in His light. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Got a comment or a question? Send your comments or a question to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Welcome, everybody. Here I am. I'm a pastor. I'm a temporary pastor, but I've been around 25 years. You see what I mean? You don't want to get caught up with a personality. How many people, for example, go for counseling? See, and then they get all caught up in the counseling because it's another substitute for God. See, instead of confessing, so to speak, confessing your sins to God, you see, you go and confess them to some other person. Then they sit there and shake and nod their head up and down, and then they talk about this and about that and about this complex and that complex, or about some chemical imbalance. And okay, so after it's all over, while you feel a little better, while they've given you their approval, you've sort of confessed your sins to them, but then nothing changes. Because it's another false, false religion. It's a false something or other, but it's not the real thing. The real thing, see, is actually experiencing the presence of God. But the way you're going to know, see, the thing is, that then you get some of these people who, you know, chant or go sit on the side of a mountain somewhere and eat brown rice and wear robes and It's just another ego trip, and it's another way of escaping God. See, and they have some kind of meditations there, but those meditations are actually escapes from God. What they do is they find a peace apart from God. A peace, they find a peace apart from God. Okay, which is not good. That is not good to be apart from God. What we want to do is to find God. Okay, the real God. That's what you need, is to find God. Now, you are actually closer to God than you realize. Because when you have your anxieties or you have your guilt, that's actually reality dawning upon you. See, God lives in reality. It's actually the light. See, human beings, we're not just monkeys, we're not just dogs or cats, we have a soul. And so our soul can perceive in the light, the inner light from God. It's called intuition. It's called insight. And it's also called conscience when you stray from it. In God's light, you can realize things. And then you say, I see. Oh, I see. A dog can never say, ah, I see. I get it. Dog can't say that. You can teach a parrot to say, 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 2. You can teach a parrot to say that, but the parrot will never see that 1 + 1 = 2. But the little child in the light of truth, the child's soul can perceive in the light that 1 + 1 = 2. And then the child says, oh, I get it. Then later you can ask the child, well, what's 2001 + 1? And little child can say 2002 because he understands the principle. She gets the principle. Okay, so that's what we need. We need to see principles in the light of truth. Okay? Now, Einstein, for example, a very nice man, and he realized some very wonderful principles, scientific principles, in the light of truth. And somebody like Isaac Newton or Faraday or James Clerk Maxwell, they did too. They realized scientific truth or mathematical truth in the light. Okay? Which is very good. That's very beautiful. It was such a joy for them. Okay? Well, you can too. When you see that 2 + 2 = 4 and you really get it, you're getting it in the light of truth. Remember what I said? A cat can't get it, but you can get it. Same way you can get a joke. Oh, I get it. So you can get a joke. A cat cannot get a joke. So you have a soul. Okay? All right. So now you have a soul. So now let's say you feel guilty. Say you were impatient with your children, or you resented somebody, or you secretly judged somebody, or you said something behind their back, or you were prideful about something, prideful and, see, mean-spirited or something. Well, then you feel guilty after. Well, what is that? That's God's inner light showing you that you made a mistake, that you were wrong in your hatred or in your anger or your meanness. See? When you see that in the inner light, if you don't hate the light and you are sorry about what you see in that light, then that's how you become reconciled back to the light again. Okay? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So now do you see how I help people. I explain these things, and the people, a lot of people understand. They understand. They say, oh, now I get it. I always tried to run from my conscience. It made me feel bad. I didn't want to feel bad. I wanted to feel good. So I ran from it, but now I see that it was actually God, His light of truth, pursuing me. There's a beautiful poem, incidentally. Mr. Hopkins, was it, who wrote a poem, something about, I fled him down the highways and the byways and labyrinth of time. I forget how it goes. A beautiful poem. But that's what we do. We flee from God. We flee from Him. See? And of course, we want to be prideful, and we like to do naughty things and try, you know, prove our own self and so on and so forth, which I guess that's kind of natural. That's the way we are. We're egos. But later in life, we begin to have conflict over that, see? We become compensated, but then we begin to develop conflict over our compensations. Okay? Well, that's not good, because it... You know, if you reconciled with God, in other words, your conscience, if you realize that your conscience is your friend, okay, it's actually your closest link to God, and you reconciled with conscience, you had some little things you had to see, how you hated your mom or you hated your dad, and you see things like that. When you see those and you're sorry about what you see, maybe you shed a little tear over it, and you see it in the light, in God's light of truth, well, you're actually... Basically, what you're doing is you're admitting that God is right and you see you're wrong. That the light of truth doesn't lie. The light of truth is true, and you, in that light you see your own wrong and you admit you're wrong. Okay? And you don't look for any remedy. You just bear the little bit of pain of seeing your own wrong. Well, that's how you reconcile to God, to His light of truth. Okay? Then you can become a friend of God. Then you realize that you're forgiven. In fact, you've always been forgiven, but you just didn't want to accept it. You were too prideful, and you didn't want to admit you're wrong. Okay? Well, see, there's God, and then there's also the devil. And he's always there. He doesn't want you to admit you're wrong. He does not want you to admit you're wrong, and he does a lot of things to help you not admit you're wrong. Okay? As long as you don't want to admit you're wrong, then you're his. Okay. But if you're willing to admit you're wrong, then you can become God's again. Then you can have your cake and eat it too. See, people, they acquire things in life. They acquired objects and money and so on and so forth. They don't feel right about it. Why? They're guilty because they were ambitious. They acquired it ambitiously, resentfully, see? But if you can reconcile with God, then you can have the good life and the blessings and the blessing of God and His approval. Then you can have the things and be happy with them and not have to feel guilty for them. See how that works? All right. So now you see what my job is. I'm here to help people. And I'm here to help. See, there are a lot of nice Christians who have gone to church and they love reading the Bible. See, and they love, yeah, they love Jesus. They do, but it's kind of an emotional love. You know, like we love our doggy or our teddy bear when we're kids, or we love our pet. Dog, you see what I mean? It's kind of an emotional thing. But what they really need is to actually reconcile with God, to actually find the presence of God. Okay? Then it makes your religion come alive. You still go to church, still hear the preacher, still sing the songs, still read the Bible. And now it'll be even better, be more alive. You begin to realize and see things. Oh, I see, I understand. See, you'll receive inner guidance, see? Or the preacher will say something and it'll be kind of highlighted for you. Somehow it stands out. Somehow within, something inside, see, makes you aware of what he's saying. And you say, oh, I see. And then you'll see it for yourself, okay? So it no longer, religion won't be an external thing anymore. It'll be a living internal thing, okay? So, I help people make your religion come alive, okay, help you to be a better Christian, okay, a better Christian. And so I can help with that, and that's what the meditation is for. It helps you learn how to be still, to get out of the squirrel cage of thinking, how to be in the present moment. See, and then I also explain little things about your conscience and so on, which nobody ever explained to you before. And I talk about resentment and how harmful it is, and how God doesn't want us to resent people, and nobody ever taught you that either. Nobody ever taught that. You thought resentment was kind of okay, and just a little thing, a little irritation or something. Then when you hear me talk about it, you realize it's not a good thing, and then you let go of the resentments, then you can get even closer to God. So as you let go of these hatreds and these resentments and pridefulness, and all these things, as you let go of them, you get closer and closer to God, okay?
Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive. That's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217. Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
My name is Pastor Roland. I can be your temporary pastor, just to guide you to getting closer to God, to teach you how to, show you how you can become still in the present moment and experience the presence of God. So the meditation is complementary to what you're doing now. You can still enjoy reading your Bible and going to church and singing the songs. They'll be even better. Your religion will come alive. They'll be even better. You can learn the little Christian meditation that I have. So please visit my website and try the meditation. It could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.